final segment. Got about 9 minutes remaining on K-Man's In Focus. Open phones today, 537-1350. I'm Dave Lewis. Brady Bowman is off today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll be visiting with some folks from the city of Manhattan, getting a preview of tomorrow night's Manhattan City Commission meeting. City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse likely to be joining us. I believe that's the lineup for tomorrow. We don't have that specified here in my list. Pottawatomie County Schools, both Waumego and Rock Creek Schools, will get some perspective from their superintendents on Wednesday. Thursday is Fort Riley Day, and then Friday, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center will have, we have a couple of doctors that will be coming in, including Dr. Jamie McAtee, I believe, is going to be joining us for the show on Friday. Open phones, 537-1350 is the number to call. We've been talking about roadways, one of the biggest roadway topic that we have had in the area for some time is Junietta Road merging with Marlette Road, going over the Blue River, linking Pottawatomie County with Riley County. And what that means for the future of that area, that would be a tremendously expensive project. Is it worth the cost? A lot of people are not so sure about that. A lot of Pottawatomie County residents would dearly love to see that, because that would open up a lot of easier transportation possibilities and have a second possibility in case we have a scenario with U.S. 24. Highway 24, right now, it's about the only way to get over. And, you know, then the next place would be up Tuttle Creek Dam, if sort of. from Pottawatomie County. But anyway, that's another project that hasn't really seen hasn't gotten a lot of effort moving forward. We do, looks like, have another phone call standing by. It's open phones time. K-Man's In Focus. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I understand that there's going to be a road construction at Anderson and Seschild at some point. They want to take out the ramps there and do something there. Is that right?
I've heard some discussion about that, but I don't know any specifics about it, so I would be, it'd probably be in my best interest not to, to talk about anything I really don't know about.
Well,
but I think that's an area that definitely could be looked at. There could be some improvements made there. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I see it almost every day, and I think it looks fine just the way it is.
Well, looking fine is one thing, but having smooth traffic flows and having a safe area, and I don't know that there have really been too many issues with safety there, but I know that there's a lot of folks that feel that there's not a safe way for pedestrians or bicyclists, runners, to get across in that area. That's a question that we can ask tomorrow when City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Morse are here in the program, okay?
Yeah, one other thing. I think that somebody in the past year has changed the sequence of lights on Claflin and on Anderson. They don't seem to be traffic actuated anymore.
On Claflin and Anderson, as their parallel streets.
Well, Claflin and Sunset, for example, is one place.
Gotcha.
And Anderson and Sunset is another place.
I know that that's something that is kind of like an evolving process. They have people down there at that that facility that's on Fort Riley Boulevard that monitors that pretty regularly. And I don't know that there's a set pattern to that, and sometimes I think it depends, if there is, it depends on, you know, whether the students are here. The traffic flow is so different in, you know, in those 9 months of the year when K-State students are here as opposed to, you know, us measly little locals.
Well, in the past week, several times I've sat in traffic going north or south, and nothing was going east or west, but you sit there for a minute or two before the lights ever change.
Happens to me here at Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Casement Road, too.
Okay.
I don't know that there's really there's so much science and technology that goes into making those decisions, you know. And I think the people that the Public Works Department, you know, that handle the traffic signals are working their best to make sure that they have as smooth a flow and, you know, as seemingly minimal restricted time frames at those lights.
Let me just say, on a positive note, the light at 17th and Points works great.
Well, you get on the road a lot, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your next task is to go around and hit all the major intersections and specifically build a data sheet on how long it takes you to get through each light.
That's a deal.
Okay, all right. Good luck for those of us who have higher aspirations in life, I guess. Have a good day. Appreciate your call. We got just a couple of minutes left here in the program at News Radio KMAM. One of the fun things, you know, last Friday I had a blast in here with Karen Hibbard. Karen is, a longtime friend of mine, and I've worked with her in a lot of different things. And just hearing some of the things that are coming up here with the city of Manhattan, you know, in terms of a visitor's perspective. So many neat things. It was great to have her in the studio here Friday morning. And we got a lot of good information, a lot of neat things happening. Of course, you know, we're getting ready for football and all kinds of other events throughout the area as well. It's open phones time, News Radio KMAN. And let's go back to the phones. You're on K-Man. Good morning.
Morning. Man, I'll be glad when they kick into socialism.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'll be glad when they kick into socialism program so I don't have to work as hard, and I just feel sorry for that guy that's working all the time and he has to pay 70% taxes. So, you know, that's a good issue we need to talk about next go around.
You know, that's as smooth a transition from traffic issues as I could ever possibly imagine going into a totally unrelated subject. But that's definitely a popular topic among a lot of people.
Well, I'll just be glad when they kick that in, because I just feel sorry for that guy who has to pay 70% of his income to me. So
but do you feel sorry for yourself then?
No, it don't matter. It don't matter. The Democrats will buy your self-esteem, and the Republicans make you earn it. So it's whatever you want to do, you know. Hey, have a good day.
Oh, that may be a good way to end the program. I don't know. 537-1350. Quick comments if you got something to add here, but we're about ready to close out the show. We have the Royals on the radio tonight. The Royals are opening up a 3-game series, and this is going to be a lot of fun for people around here because we got a lot of Chicago Cub fans here in the area. The Royals opening up a series at Kauffman Stadium with the Chicago Cubs. I've got some friends that are going tonight. It could be an interesting weather night up in Kansas City, as it could be here. We could have some showers and thunderstorms popping up. The forecast, I believe, the last I saw, Nick, was like 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight and 50% chance tomorrow morning. So we can use the rain. We can always use the rain. With the exception, I'm going to put, you know, we've had a couple of exceptional times, like in 1993. Boy, I've enjoyed a lot of the memories that I've been seeing on social media and also in the Manhattan Mercury, recapping some of the memories from 1993 and the flood of 93. Wow, that what a challenging time that was for all of us. So thanks to Nick McNamara for running things over in the studio on the other side of the glass here at K-Man's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis. Appreciate your open phones comments and your patience with me in this capacity. I'm having a bad case of the Mondays, and, you know, we didn't do too bad with it today. Radio will be back Wednesday. Tomorrow, City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morris.